Tell me about it.
Okay. And just one other reason we want to be here is because we really dig it. We dig America. We always have. She loves it, and she's converted me to one of those New York fanatics. Okay, do you want to talk about the
New York fire?
Yeah, I hate it when I leave New York now.
Yeah.
You
have a record here that bears some explanation, because there's a bit of hassling going on as to whether or not it can be sung or not.
Yeah, there's always every other record I seem to have a hassle with. Yeah. Well, this is a song about the women's problem. It was written by Yoko and I, and the song is called "Woman Is the Nigger of the World." And obviously, there was a few people that reacted strangely to it, but usually they were white and male. But that's I'll tell you the story of how it came about. In 1969, I put it on the cover of the single so it helps explain it a bit. Yoko did an interview with a woman about the woman's problem, and I didn't have anything to do with it. And then I noticed the cover. It was called Nova. It's an English woman's magazine like McCall's or something like that. And the first time I heard about it was I saw it on the cover of McCall's like that. And it sort of said, "She, woman is the nigger of the world." Well, at the time, I was more of a chauvinist than I am now. And I must say, I was saying, well, come on, what about this and what about that? And I argued a lot. And then, as like everybody else, we talked more and more about it. In the last 2 years, it became more of a thing, and I had to, you know, find out about myself and my attitude to women. And this phrase of hers kept coming through my head, "Woman is the nigger of the world, woman is the nigger." So I said, come on, Yoko, look, this is it. You've said it here. I agree with you now. I think she is. She's the slave of the slaves. That's what Connolly said, the great Irishman. And so we sat down together and we wrote, we tried to write together the whole story as best we could in a 3 or 4 minute song. And it's called "Woman is the Nigger of the World." And then luckily for me, because a lot of stations were saying, well, we're not going to play this because it says nigger and a white man shouldn't say it, though all my black friends feel I have quite a right to say it because they understand it. And then, strangely enough, the chairman of the Black Caucus, that great guy, Congressman Ron Dellums, Democrat California, says here, he came out with this, which is fantastic. "If you define niggers as someone whose lifestyle is defined by others, whose opportunities are defined by others, whose role in society is defined by others, then good news, you don't have to be black to be a nigger in this society. Most of the people in America are niggers." I didn't say that.
Oh my goodness,
we're navigating now. I think the word nigger has changed. It does not have the same meaning as it used to. And I think he put it very succinctly there. And I really believe women have the worst. Whatever it is, however badly or poor people are, it's the woman that takes it when they get home from work.
Well, now would you?
I'd love to.
Would you two menaces to society do your number?
Thank you. Yes, we'd love to.
Don't
don't believe me, take a look at the one you're with. Woman is a slave to the slave. Ah, yeah. You better scream about. We make a bed and raise our children, and then we leave a flat for being a fat old mother hen. We tell her home is the only place she should be. Then we complain that she's too unworldly to be our friend. Well, that woman is the nigger of the world. Yeah, she is. If you don't believe me, take a look at the one you're with. Why she has no guts or confidence. When she's young, we kill her will to be free, while telling her not to be so smart, we put her down for being so dumb. We make a face.